This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart Severy. A local immigration rights activist and mother of three took sanctuary in a Carbondale church earlier this week to avoid deportation. Here to talk about this situation this morning on Valley Roundup are Samuel Bernal, station manager at Radio La Tricolor, Wyatt Orm, reporter here at Aspen Public Radio, and Curtis Wackerly, editor of the Aspen Daily News. Samuel, you host Radio La Tricolor, mm-hmm. and you're connected with this. You've actually been to the place where Ms. Lopez is staying. Can you paint us a kind of a picture of what her life is going to look like?
Yes. It's a house. This property of the church is basically a house. In the first floor, on the entry level, the family who owns the house, which is the pastor and her husband, mm-hmm. they live there. And Sandra is in the basement. So the basement, you know, it's a place that has two windows. One window is in the room where the kid is going to sleep. The other, and she's going to sleep in a room with her mother. And there is another room where is one of her son is going to sleep too with them. So I think basically they are in the basement, and they also go upstairs to use the kitchen. Okay. And so it's sad because, you know, it's like if she was in some kind of prison. But she prefers, of course, to be there than being taken away from her family.
Right. And it sounds like she feels like this is her only option or her best option for staying in the country. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from listeners, or what are you hearing from the community about this?
I think they feel sadness because of that. We published a live video in an interview with her last Tuesday, and the comments by the people were like, you know, trying to make her feel strong, to make her know that they are with her. There is a fundraiser, and they are trying to collect $10,000, and people has already donated like $2,000 in just days. So it's going well, and people is trying to show solidarity to Sandra.
Who's living essentially in two rooms for, as far as we know, it could be indefinite. Is there any kind of a timeline? Or
no, they think they are thinking it might be months, because for example the birthday of her daughter will be in November, and she's already like thinking that the kid will spend the birthday in the house.
Sandra is the fifth person in Colorado to seek sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Is it likely that we'll see more people taking this option? Is this something that's going to grow?
It's growing. So by the number, it shows that it's growing. We don't know how much it will keep on growing, because we don't see also like it's being very effective. So we don't know how big the numbers will be. But yeah, if you look at the history, it's growing a little bit.
Doesn't really seem like the solution to fix our broken immigration system, does it?
I don't think so.
Did I read this correctly, that the whole reason she was put on a deportation list in the first place was because of some sort of silly, like it was a mistaken, she was charged with a crime that was dropped like immediately because there was no crime. It was a mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In an interview she told, I interviewed her about this, and she told me that that basically there was she and her husband had an argument, mm-hmm. her kid called 911 and immediately hung up. And that basically that ended up with her being detained. And at that time there was a law that has since been declared unconstitutional, whereby if an undocumented immigrant comes into contact with police, ICE is immediately notified about it. So she kind of got on ICE's list through a really kind of odd kind of mishaps in the first place.
That was Wyatt Orm, reporter at Aspen Public Radio, Samuel Bernal with Radio La Tricolor, and Curtis Wackerly, editor of the Aspen Daily News. I'm Elizabeth Stewart Severy. This afternoon, we also discuss contentious land use applications, local eateries, and how to stay healthy with rising insurance costs. Tune into Valley Roundup at 3:30 to hear more.